Good morning, Jeff. Today we're going to talk about Meals on Wheels, something that we probably all know a little bit about, but maybe not enough. I was surprised to learn that Meals on Wheels started right after World War II, and it was mirroring efforts that the United States saw in Britain. But it started officially in Philadelphia in the 1950s. And the reason and the mission behind Meals on Wheels is to help seniors who maybe don't have access to food, ability to get food, maybe they have some nutritional deficiencies, maybe they don't have family here to help them. They can't get out and get groceries, perhaps, or maybe their income prevents them from making nutritious meals. I think we all know friends and family that fall into one of those categories.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So food insecurity and food at risk kind of go hand in hand. I wanted to just tell you a little story. During pandemic, when we were all bored, I didn't have anybody to cook
bored?
For. I know, right? I didn't have anyone to cook for. And I saw a lot of elderly folks that I used to live by and my parents and their friends that had trouble getting nutritious meals. So I started a thing called Sunday Supper Club, and I delivered hot meals every Sunday afternoon, and it grew over 27 weeks, I think. And by the end, I was doing 17 dinners every Sunday. So I enlisted some friends. So I kind of did my own little Meals on Wheels, which really got me interested in learning more about the organization. It's run by the Eastern Omaha Office on Aging, and they have been doing this for 45 years.
Wow. So who qualifies? How do you figure that out? Who qualifies for Meals on Wheels?
That's a great question. There are some qualifications. It's for folks 60 years and older who have difficulties with meal prep. Maybe it's a physical barrier, a mental barrier. They can't get out to go to a senior center and have a meal. They lack adequate cooking facilities, perhaps, don't have nutritional support. Maybe they don't have family. Maybe some of their caretakers are really busy or maybe a little burned out. If you or you have a family member who you feel might qualify, you can call and request an assessment.
Okay.
This organization serves, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
700 meals a day.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
That's $250,000 a year. And they're not just bringing a sandwich. These meals are hot. They're nutritious. They actually provide 30% of the required daily nutrition in each meal. And there are 200 volunteers plus paid drivers that deliver these meals every single lunch
day. That's quite the organization.
Isn't it?
That's amazing.
They even have boxed weekend lunches for those who are most in need. And there is a sliding scale pay system, but if income is a barrier, it's not a barrier. There are agencies to help cover that. And one of the best things that came across as sort of a secondary benefit is the daily wellness checks. A lot of these drivers and these volunteers come up with real relationships with these folks, and then it turns into a wellness check.
Love it. That's wonderful.
Sometimes it's the only people that these folks see in a day. Now, you know we love to talk food on this show.
We do. It is Dish Omaha.
We sure do. Some of the food that they offer, well, all of it sounds amazing. I was looking at some of the things they do. They honor all of the national days. So National Cheese Pizza Day, they covered National Chocolate Day. Last week was National Cheeseburger Day.
It was National Cheeseburger Day.
That's right. And so I took a look at what they're serving today.
Okay. And quick question for you. So can you see in advance what's going to be on the menu?
That's an excellent question. You sure can. They publish the menus for the whole year up to the end of the calendar year.
Okay, cool.
So you can go on and see what to expect.
Great.
Today, they're serving pulled pork sandwiches, one of my absolute favorites. You know what goes great with pulled pork sandwiches? Cheesy scalloped potatoes. Oh, my gosh. Earlier in the week,
I would eat those just
right now
on their own. Yeah.
For breakfast. Earlier in the week, they served white chicken chili, which is one of my absolute fall favorites. And Monday, they had sliced turkey and gravy. Mm. So I love to get a preview of Thanksgiving a couple weeks. 5+ million meals in the last 45 years. And again, their mission is to help Nebraskans live independently, live with dignity, and most importantly, remain as long as possible in their own homes. And Meals on Wheels is really helping further that mission. If you're not needing a meal, you can certainly donate your money, volunteer perhaps to deliver a meal. And if you can't do those things, take a look around your own neighborhood. Maybe you could start your own Sunday Supper Club and deliver some meals to your own neighbors.
That's great, Diane. Thank you so much. Diane Watson in Dish Omaha. Thanks, Diane.